Marty, we start with something that people in Las Cruces have been interested in for a long time, and that is the continuing redevelopment of downtown. And part of that, the latest big thing, is the conversion of the downtown streets from one-way to two-way traffic. This started this week, but it's very important, and I'm glad you put this in the bullet point, that the changes will be phased in. I was down there, and there's still a lot of construction in downtown Las Cruces.
Yeah, absolutely. And it remains to be seen. Just even if things go really well, just the phased in part, and that is going to include signage, temporary signage, and some flashing red lights on signals that have been installed. Flashing red lights for about a week, just so everybody can be brought to a stop and maybe keep this thing orderly as people get used to it. And then the lights will, you know, go back to a regular sequence. But yeah, it started on Wednesday officially. But of course, as we know, the whole project began way back in June of 2017. Originally, it was going to be finished by the end of 2018, and some extra money came in, and the city did a few more things to extend it. But we'll see. We're talking about Church and Water Streets, of course, between Griggs and Bowman, and you know, what they're saying, kind of the theme of it is that now this will encourage drivers, that downtown will be a place to drive to instead of a place to drive through.
Okay.
Which would keep, you know, more people downtown to appreciate all the changes that are going on down there.
We hope so. All right. We also have a story here about the Army's largest air defense exercise, and it was held this month in southern New Mexico.
March 1st through the 11th, and this is a story that was submitted by the Army. It was based out of Fort Bliss, but it extended into the White Sands Missile Range. About 2,000 soldiers participated in an exercise with troops coming from as far away as Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Fort Lewis, Washington. And the exercise designed to test and validate participating units, make sure that they are ready to tackle any mission around the world at a moment's notice. It's a big one, and no doubt, you know, brought a lot of people to this area, and that's always a good thing, whether it's in the city of Las Cruces or just nearby. And it's a well-written story, and I think it's pretty interesting and something that we normally don't even think about.
So. Absolutely. Well, we move to the arts now. This is an event that I've had a chance to attend and enjoyed very much. Nominations are open for the annual Doña Ana Arts Council Awards and Gala.
Yes, I was there last year. It was fun. You know, of course, the bulletin is right across the patio there from the DAAC. And nominations are open, and that's the gala won't really be until May, Fred. But we ran it this week because nominations are open. And there are, I think, six awards, one, two, three, four, six, yeah. And we talk about what those awards are towards the arts community. And then past winners, there's a lot of names on there that people will recognize, very important names to our community. Anyway, and it tells how to make the nominations and then get people all fired up for this event, which is always a good event. It kind of culminates in many ways the arts community's doings in the middle of summer. So,
absolutely, and yeah. Celebrates special people.
Absolutely.
Who keep it going. We wrap up with business, and we started the show with construction in downtown Las Cruces. We move now to your business series on how Valley Drive construction is affecting businesses. And this week, one that's really doing well despite the construction, the restaurant The Shed.
Yeah, The Shed, an institution. And I was there a month ago and for breakfast, and I had to wait about half an hour. So things seemed normal on a Saturday. This is a Saturday at prime time. But, yeah, The Shed is talking, you know, they're putting new access maps on the back of their receipts and doing everything they can to encourage people to get back and make it easy for them to access it. So this is fourth in a series.
Okay. Marty Racine, he's the managing editor of the Bulletin with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.